Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
I am Josh.
Hi, Josh.
I am newly married 2 years. I've been in this relationship about 6 years. My issue is my wife has an ex who she had 3 children with. The problem is that this ex somehow, right after they got divorced, became best friends with her mom, my mother-in-law. Now they're super close. We ended up, you know, roundabout figuring out that they're kind of a thing a little bit.
What?
Haven't caught anything super serious, but read some text messages telling each other they love each other and all this stuff. They go on hikes together. They hang out all the time.
Oh my
They're like
God.
Best friends now. They never were before.
No
the
way.
The mom is married. They're super close. We all know what's happening. We even called the guy out for it, and he's just like, I know it needs to stop. Like, we said, we saw the text messages, not fair anymore.
What
he's
the
like,
fuck?
Yeah, I know. We need to stop this right now. So whatever, they're still like best friends. Like, the kids had a sports Christmas party. They drove together,
what?
Hung out there together and that. They're always going out to eat together, like with the kids and stuff. It's like they're trying to make their own little family. Obviously, it gets under my skin. I'm pissed off. My wife is like always crying about it when new things happen. It's really heartbreaking for her. And it just obviously pisses me off. I don't know what to do, so just looking for some clarification on what you might think would be a good idea to do.
Thanks. Okay. Dude, I thought that one was going to end with a gunshot clap.
This is fucking wild. So your ex, she has 3 kids with this guy, and he starts fucking her mom after she gets... So this guy's married to a woman.
Wait, because I got lost. What
no,
is the scenario?
Here's what's going on. What scenarios? So let's put it in your terms.
Okay.
You and Jasmine, right?
Right.
So if her, does she have a kid from another?
Yes, she has
so,
a kid from,
okay,
yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So her former baby daddy
yeah.
now starts dating her Jasmine's mom. And now that guy and his kid and the grandma are all going out, having a great time, like just... You know, becoming a little family. He's dating her. He's always, not only is he too much a part of your life, but now he's fucking your mother-in-law. He's he's around.
Yeah.
He's fucking up her relationship. He's fucking up your relationship with Jasmine. He's just like, and that's basically the situation. And it's like fucking everything up. It's like, imagine that guy not only being more around than you'd like, but he's fucking your mother-in-law.
Dude, that is, I mean, first of all, it's a porn category.
That's
a porn.
That also says something about that pussy was passed down through the generations.
Well, I was gonna talk about the silver lining here. Is here's what I am assuming without even seeing anyone, is this guy, the guy who's called in, is pretty lucky, because what you know for sure now is that the woman that you're with is gonna continue to stay hot as she gets older, because the mom is obviously hot if
either
your
hot
ex-husband
or good
is banging her.
It's
fucking,
it's kind of like you can't afford, you know, you really wanted a new Porsche, but you're like, let's see what they got on eBay.
Right.
And you got the 82, you know what
right.
I mean? You get like a used car version of it. It's like, he couldn't afford his hot new wife.
Yeah.
So now he's like, well, I guess I could fuck your mom.
Dude, I get where it's uncomfortable, but it doesn't, dude, it's, what would be worse is if your current wife who has kids with other, you know, who she had kids with this previous guy, if you saw text message between then
of course that would be worse.
Then it's like you're having an affair, and then it's like that's not good. But this, it's like, I don't know. On don't one know. Hand, I understand. On the other hand, it's like, dude, it's none of your business. I mean, let her fuck your wife's mom.
I don't know, dude, because a guy like this being around, I don't like. Yeah. Just his vibe, because he's almost gonna fuck your wife again. That's what I mean. There's no way he's not gonna fuck your wife. If he's gonna catch her. Like,
yeah.
She's having these strong emotions about this guy constantly. She hates him. There's a primal porn thing here where even if she instantly regrets it, he's fucking her one more time.
Yeah.
If he's around just forever, he's using this as a way to stay in the. This is like almost a Game of Thrones thing.
Yeah.
Where he's kind of sticking around. Yeah. And he's like, oh, I want nothing. I don't want the throne.
Yeah.
I don't want your girl's pussy. I'm happy with her mom.
Yeah.
And in a weird way, he's keeping himself busy fucking the mom, but he's lurking.
Dude.
And they're his kids. Yeah. And he's always around.
And do they have kids? Does this guy have kids with this current
woman? It doesn't sound like it. So it's
that's tough to begin with.
Absolutely.
When somebody else, you got to understand, I dealt with it for a little while. I think that's one of the main reasons why we had the first, pregnancy, accidents. Because when I met Jasmine, I was so in love with her, so infatuated with her, in love and beautiful. And I was like, this is the one of my dreams. And then she was like, oh, I have a kid. And I was like, is that guy dead? Like, hopefully that guy's dead. And she was like, no, like, he's a great dad. I see him once, he sees his kid once a week. I was like, well, I have to not pull out tonight because I have to fucking even the playing field because I can't be in love with this woman and then just feel so inadequate.
Of course.
And so, I was like, I got to also have a kid with you.
Then
because it does feel like it's rough, like when you are dating someone and they have a kid and you don't have a kid, because the ultimate bond and connection, as you said, with two people is a kid. It's not marriage is a piece of paper. It's procreating.
Yeah.
So it's like there's already feelings of inadequacy, and now, like you said, fucking her mom, lurking. What I do want to know,
taking him out for sun, the grandma and your grandma and your dad,
right,
are taking you out for Sundays.
Yeah.
And it's like, it feels like that's your family. It's literally your family, but it's like, that cuts out your stepdad. And also, what's this going to do to their fucking kids? That's another, we haven't even thought about that.
It's weird.
Imagine, like, they're probably little now, but like, imagine you're like 10, 11, you're like, wait, what the fuck is going on here?
These kids are going to be more fucked up than my kids who have a transgender nanny.
they're learning, your kids are learning lessons. You know what I mean?
So
trans nannies probably tell them how to do their makeup really good.
Yeah, no, it's awesome.
A trans nanny knows how to do a nice red lip.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.